This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Lee Wood, who is the membership director at KUAF, and it was announced officially today, the next general manager of KUAF. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Rick Stockdale, who has been general manager since before we were an NPR station.
Yes, I think he was hired by the university in 1980.
Right.
Yep.
So that was 39 years ago.
So he was the student. He was the advisor to the student station. That was his first official role.
And then we gradually became what we are now. Mm-hmm. He is going to concentrate on teaching in the journalism department full time.
Yes.
And you are the next general manager. You'll officially take the reins August 1st.
I will. That's the plan.
And I think we should tell everyone, Morning Edition will still be there the morning of August 1st.
Morning Edition will still be there, 1A, and your show, and, you know, obviously the
program. That's why I brought you on here to solidify that.
To really make that clear. No, of course, I mean, the success that KUAF enjoys is because of our consistency and our quality of programming, and none of that will change.
Yeah. What changes for you?
Oh, goodness.
I mean, you've been membership director for some time.
Yes.
Sort of the guiding hand with the fundraisers.
Some of that will remain, I believe. You know, I'm going to need to transition some duties over to someone that's just about the maintenance of the membership program, because it's a daily program that you have to maintain, and making sure that our sustainers are there and making sure that we're getting the money through our mail programs. But so I'll move over and sort of guide whoever that person ends up being, but we'll be really involved, I think, in the membership fundraising program for a while. And then we'll work sort of just, I think, more in a more involved way than I've been doing before. I mean, you and I do, we work together pretty closely. I do Reflections in Black for Ozarks. And
that's right.
I do, you know, I've been doing daily production and a weekly show, and so I work with operations, and I work with Rhonda in underwriting, and so I've been working with a lot of, with people on staff. I think that my role will just be increased in working with them.
Are you familiar with the concept, this dream that people have of called a 40-hour work week?
Oh, right.
And I'm actually being pretty serious here. I mean, have you thought about that? I mean, because you're talking about a lot of things and adding on. Okay. All right.
You know, it's a lot of work, and you mm-hmm. just have to do it. It would be too bad if I didn't love it. But
right.
when you really like what you're doing and you see what we're all creating together and you see how it's affecting people's lives and how much they love it in the area, you can do it, and it doesn't feel like it's much more than 40 hours.
So 39 years in Rick Stockdale.
Yes.
That won't be in the building.
Yeah,
I mean, still be in Fayetteville, still be with the Department of Journalism, but won't be here. That's a lot of institutional memory that we'll
it is.
Be waving goodbye to on July 31st.
Well, I told him that he needs to keep his cell phone close
yes,
to him.
Yes.
Well, we're spending a lot of time together this summer, and you know, not only learning some of the technical and logistical things that he does, but just trying to absorb as much information as I can. And the good news, too, is that there is a lot of community members. There are a lot of community members who also have that knowledge because they've been involved with the station for so long. So I don't feel like I'm kind of floating out there alone. I mean, you're one of the people maybe mm-hmm. that I could talk to. But I did tell him I was going to be calling him
yeah.
quite often.
All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you, you know, if you were an actor, I'd say break a leg. What do I say to a new general manager?
Maybe hold on.
Hold on tight, right?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Lee Wood.
Thank you.